I will be forever the myth.
You're the king of kings,
There's always a pecking order. The little peckers never mess with the big peckers. So I'm a rooster, and he's a chicken.
This episode of the Bodybuilding Legends podcast is brought to you by our Patreon sponsors. If you're interested in becoming a Patreon sponsor for the Bodybuilding Legends podcast, please go to our website at bodybuildinglegendsshow.com and you will see the link in the upper right-hand corner. All right, welcome everybody to another episode of the Bodybuilding Legends podcast where we talk to the legends of bodybuilding and we also talk about the history of bodybuilding. I'm your host, John Hansen. On today's show, we do have a legend. We have Bill Grant joining us again. Bill has been on the show many times, and we haven't caught up with him in quite a while. So Bill, of course, was the 1974 IFBB Mr. World winner, and Bill competed in many organizations, including NABBA, the WBBG, the AAU, and he was an IFBB professional for most of his career. And today, at the age of 76, Bill is still amazing. He looks in amazing condition. If you've ever followed him on Instagram, he still has those Bill Grant biceps, and he just looks unbelievable. So I wanted to catch up with Bill because he is a prominent feature in the documentary Dream Big, which is the new documentary that came out about bodybuilding in the 1970s by Mark Martinez, and it is now available on Amazon Prime and on Tubi. So if you've seen that movie, Bill is in that movie quite a lot. He talks about his role in the 1977 AAU Mr. America parade that they had. And he just talks about bodybuilding in the 1970s. So we haven't talked to Bill in a while. I think Bill was one of the first interviews I did when I started the Bodybuilding Legends. It was even before it was a podcast. I think I did I started the podcast in 2017. But back in 2015, I was doing interviews, video interviews. And the first one I did was with Chris Cormier. The second one was Mike Katz. And the third one was Bill Grant. We haven't talked to Bill in a while, so I wanted to catch up with him. So we will be talking to him in a minute. And then when we finish our interview with Bill, I'm going to read an article about Bill, which comes from the July 1975 issue of Muscle Builder and Power, the classic Joe Weider magazine. And it's called How Bill Grant Gained 82 Pounds of Solid Muscle by Joe Weider. So you guys will enjoy that article. All right. What else is going on, guys? I am back, of course, from my birthday celebration in Chicago, where I celebrated my 60th birthday. And I came back last weekend. So, well, that was last weekend. I came back on Monday. And I am back on my diet, and I am training hard, doing my yoga. I am back on schedule. I already lost an inch off my waist from everything I put on during my birthday, which I really celebrated for 4 days. And as you know, when you get older, it doesn't take much to get off. Just a couple days off the diet, and man, the waistline goes up quick. So I am back in shape and back to training. We did a superset routine this last week, and I am super sore. So yeah, everything is going good. I want to really stick to the diet for the next 3 months. And by June, I should be ripped. And then I'm going to stay in rip condition all summer. So that is the plan. And just want to make progress each week. And if any of you guys out there need any help with your training or diet, you can contact me. I have the link below. I offer now online training, and I can help you. This is usually the time of the year when people start getting serious. A lot of people think it's after the new year, but it usually takes a couple months. And then when the spring starts coming, which it's starting to come, we just changed the clocks last week. So now it's staying lighter out for longer. So if you're ready to get serious and you want to start losing that fat like I am, just contact me below on that link and I'd be happy to help you guys out. I still have my magazines for sale. So if anybody out there wants to purchase some old bodybuilding magazines, I've got some double issues of Muscle Builder. I've got Iron Man, the old Perry Rader Iron Man, and I've also got the John Balick Iron Man, and I've got Muscular Development as well. So I've got a lot of old stuff. If you guys are interested in that, I've got a lot of people contacting me buying some of these issues. So I'm glad that you guys are reaching out to me because I know that's why I want to mention on the show. I know you guys would appreciate it more than anybody else. So yeah, just send me an email at naturalolympia@gmail.com and I'll send you the list of what I have. And if you want to purchase it, the prices are on there as well. They're very reasonably priced. So just send me an email and I'll send you what I got. All right. We got some emails, I think, from last week, just a couple. This one was from Anna Lee. Anna says, "Hey, John, really enjoyed the articles you read on the last two podcasts. So interesting, informative, well-written. They are classic. Thanks." All right. Thank you, Anna. And this one said, "Hey, John, I hope all is well. I'm loving the podcast and I really enjoy the articles. Great work. Happy 60th, too. It's so great seeing the lifestyle exemplified as you're a bit older than me. Keep inspiring." All right. Thank you. I'm glad you guys are enjoying these articles. So if we ever have a week when we don't have any guests, I think I'll just go back and read some of these articles because I got so many of them and it's a shame not to share them. For our Patreon donors, I usually do a little bit extra for you guys and I send out an extra audio article. So this week you will be getting an article about Steve Mihalik's training. I know someone suggested that on one of our emails. So that's what our Patreon donors will be getting this week. And I also have the newsletter that comes out every week for anybody who subscribes to Patreon. So that will be coming as well. So thank you guys for supporting the show. And if anyone out there is interested in becoming a Patreon donor, you can do it for as little as $5 a month. Just go to bodybuildinglegendshow.com, which is our official website, and you'll see the link in the upper right-hand corner. And I've also got the link listed below in the description if you want to check it out there. Next week, we should have Tony Pearson on the show. Tony's new movie is called Driven. It's a documentary about a book that he wrote a couple of years ago about his life story. And it was an excellent book. If you guys haven't read this book yet, I really should go get it. Probably available on Amazon, I'm sure. But this guy found it very interesting. And so he directed a documentary about it. And I guess they went back to Tony's hometown and they interviewed a lot of people that Tony grew up with. So that has been released now. And I think it just won an award as well. So I saw it on Facebook. It was released at Grauman's Chinese Theater in Hollywood. So we're going to have Tony on the show next week, along with the director of the movie. So you guys are definitely going to want to check that out. That's going to be really, really interesting. All right. So that's all I got, guys. So without any further ado, here is our interview with Bill Grant, 1974, Mr. World, where we talk about his role in the movie Dream Big, as well as his great career that he had and what he does now to stay in shape at 76 years old. Here we go. Hi, welcome back to the Bodybuilding Legends podcast. I have a very special guest with me today, Mr. Bill Grant, 1974 Mr. World, and a winner of many other titles, and old friend of the show. Bill, welcome to the show, buddy. Good to talk to you again.
Oh, it's real nice, man. It's about 5 or 6 years, but hey, I like to talk about bodybuilding, man. That's when I am. I'm a bodybuilder, man.
right. Well, I just saw that movie, Dream Big, that Mark Martinez put out, and you were a big part of that. So I thought I'd catch up with you again. We get a lot of emails, Bill. People want to hear from you. They said, "Hey, man, call up Bill Grant again. He's always a great interview."
This is really good, man. And, you know, the guy Mark, I trained when he was a kid, man, in high school.
I know. He said that. He said that in the thing, you know. He said that in the documentary.
It was great, man. Well, first one went to Venice, and then we moved to Santa Monica. Two different places, though, but still, they were real, real great, man.
Before we talk about the movie, Bill, I want to talk about your training right now. Yeah. What are you now, Bill, 76?
76. 76. Man, I'm going to be 77, John. Don't say that. In a couple of months. 77. What number are you going to put in there? But, you know, I'll tell you, man, you know, on the TV and stuff. Oh, you're an old guy, 65. You got to take these drugs. And no. The only you got is what you own. You're old. Now, somebody tells me 67, you're old. No, it's old when you think it, then you're old. You're going to be old.
Right. Absolutely. And
look at you go. Look at you now. Look at you now. See?
You're going,
everybody laughed on you when you're going, well, you're a kid doing it all. What's a waste of time? You're going to be a fire marshal. Now, see, my dad was a bodybuilder. He was boxing.
Right, he's a boxer, right. But, so, Bill, tell me about your how you're working out now. Let me know, how many days you go in, and what's your overall philosophy? Are you going lighter? Are you going heavy? What are you doing? So how many days a week are you going?
Four. This will be the second week today, and then we'll get four.
Okay, 4 days a week.
Take a rest. after really get old, you know, you got to recover yeah. as you get older. So,
yeah.
So I had 3 days off. So for me back in the day, after the day when they work out, I did Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Sunday. It was 6 days, Arnold all day, double stuff. And that's a good story about that, about me and Arnold, man. We're working out one time. You know, Arnold, you know, he doesn't like to lose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like to lose. So we had a workout with legs. So now we're going that down. I'm going to go right straight through him now. Okay, so we're going to do 12 reps, right? Okay. So we get in all, boom, boom. He does his 12. And so I again, so, and I do mine. So I'm sitting there. So I'm going up. He says, 10, 11, 12, 13. I racked it. Oh, Bill, what are you doing? You did 13. We're going to do 12. Oh, you're an asshole. What warmer than me? Oh, he signs up upstairs, man. You'll never win me or get me again. I just never liked it. He does not like to lose.
Right.
I was to lose from anything. I just felt good. I wanted to do another one. Arnold, man, it's just the one doing on it, man. one rep, man. Oh, come on. I never forgot that. Arnold, yeah. Really, he doesn't stop. He didn't stop. You could beat him up and he keep on going. I wonder he could do with this workout today. Now we're doing Arnold.
Yeah. Here, yeah.
I want you to come in and we're going to deck a workout, man. You got a big gym in your house. So
I see your videos on Instagram and I could see you're really still working out hard and you got your shirt off and you know, you're looking great, man. It's unbelievable.
Oh, I just love it. I got to do it. My son says, oh, well, dad, man, you can you rest? No, I got to rest. And I got all my great grandkids. I got 10 grandkids.
10 grandkids. Wow.
Come on, grandpa, let's go work out. Oh, that's going to be.
Are you doing all the body parts, Bill? Everything? You're still doing everything like you did before, right?
Oh, so I had some weights in the basement, so
yeah,
it's all right.
How's your diet right now? Like when you're training and you're in your 70s now, have you had to change that at all as you know to stay lean? Because you're looking like you're really in good shape.
Yeah, and I got to tell you about that. Yes,
okay.
Because I think I told you at that time. I think that I almost died. You know, I had to get surgery. I was sick for 3 years. Three to four years. I couldn't do anything, man. My stomach was bad. I went down 100, fell down 40 pounds. I lost the 40 pounds. I was down for 4 pounds, 140 pounds. Everybody, wow. I was draining a damage at that time. Everybody says, man, and they get here. Oh man, Bill Grant's kind of, he's on dying, man. Oh man. It was so bad, man. So I'll go fast through it now. So now if this is the best way, this is when it really came. So I was going to the hospital a lot of time, but this time when my nephew came over, he says, look at my house. He says, Uncle Bill, man, I think you need to go to the hospital, man. Can I take you? No, I'll be all right. I'll probably just lay down and just, you know, and I'll be all right. But no. Okay. Okay. He left. An hour later, I was on the floor. My God. And you know, everybody needs to fight God, man. You know, I was tasty, doomed when tasty, but now, something told me, Bill, get up. You need to get off the car and you go to the hospital. You're dying. What? Now this is real. I got up the car, got it up, and I got in my car. This is the only time you would want. You want the police officer to stop you when doing $70.
Right.
And so, and nobody sits there. Is there? So I get there. So the guy, and I got there, and the doctor, Samuel, he's usually that there that night. He has his own team. So when I came in and I said, Doc, and I, when I got home, I screamed my head and I just said, oh man, oh, I feel like I'm dying. Now, if somebody would love to sell you something like that, you are dying. Oh, yes, you are dying. What? Yeah, you
are. Wow.
Now, oh my goodness. He started screaming. Come on, everybody, come on, come on, boom, 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 boom. Come on, get on. Oh my goodness, man. Oh, yeah, you got to do surgery now. So he had to get all these things going. And so when the guy wanted to put me in under, and I says, oh man, no, I'm scared, man. I'm really scared, man, because I may die, man. He says, no, don't worry about that. He says, I'll just get something to go right down a little and look, you know, then just push through, you'll be all right. Boom, boom. Yes, that's the nice to me, man. Oh, 5 hours later, oh, I was slapped, trapped down. Oh my goodness, man. I'm trying to rip.
What was the problem, Bill? What were they operating on?
Your back. Hey, Bill's back. And I trained and I trained and I ate really good now. But now I had to change my diet because I don't even eat meat, hardly salmon, you know, vegetables and stuff like that. I'm really scared. It scared me. And you should be when you get something like that. And when they slash your son, you're right there in there, boom, and he dikes in him. He opened it up 6 inches of my colon. Oh,
wow.
6 inches of my colon. I had all these mentions and matches. Oh, man. Wow. I said, what did they do? Yeah, they take out the, you know, when they do it, you would have been dead. Oh, So somebody gave me another chance. But
so it was better.
And Rich, I just have to say, Rich really, really has really pushed me up. You know, everybody, you know, even stars, you know, when football players, they got coaches, they get help. Now I can do. I can train it. I can watch and see if it does. That's my mother used to tell me. Just listen. Just learn. Just do something.
Yeah.
And talking to you guys, this is good because I love talking to all the people out there. Wow, my goodness. This was when I first went into it. I says, oh, I'm here. Venice Beach. Oh, Larry Scott. Oh, Steve Reeves. Oh, all these guys over there. Wow, man. Frank Zane.
What year did you go to California, Bill?
I came in 1969. I told my parents I was going to college.
69, okay.
I did that. That was in goes. Yeah, but what happened. I got married. My mother said, what are you doing? You're a kid. Oh, boy. So we came from California. We drove over and then came back again. It was really, and then I went again to go because I had to go there again. I told my honey, so I got to go. I got a job. I got into the studio, so the guy was going to get me a job. So, and I pack up, just me, and I go. So when I get there, the guy says, hey, man, I'm calling you. Where are you? What are you? I need that job, man. I didn't bring much money there, man. I want a job, and I got kids. And I never got him, sent him. So when I finally got him, he says, oh, Bill, they put me in jail because the old money for his wife. His wife, and so they put him in. So now I had no job, man. This is really tough. Then I had to get a job downtown in L.A., man, and a furniture moving furniture. Oh, and then when I got that, I got to go work out, and my back is hurting. But all that just
right.
And then okay, but I get back home. I left. I got to leave. Go back. I was going to go again. People would think I was crazy, man. I just was deterred. I was going to go. Oh, man.
You were going back and forth between California and New Jersey?
Yeah, I went there. And when I came back to Jersey again.
Okay.
And then I got a real good job. United Airlines. Oh, that was now operation, man.
In New Jersey.
That was a great job. I got money, man. And when I was there, when I go in L.A., Joe Weider, a lot of people say bad seat about Joey Bearding. I really get pissed. This man is man-made bodybuilding, man. Come on, what are they doing? Bodybuilding would never be it if it wasn't for Joe Weider, man.
Right.
Well, it's, you know, when I was there, you know, when I was there, he paid my rent, but only $180 right on the beat.
That's where you're paying for rent, $180?
Now, you know, going to California looking like that for $100, that's a mile. What's in a corner.
Yeah.
It was good, man. I got that money. And so because it paid that and I got my other money. Boom. But the really story about, and a lot of people don't have the story about me and Joe Weider, you know, because he started in up in Canada.
Right.
And then he came to Jersey. And then he came to. And it wasn't fair away for me, Union City. So, and seeing all the pictures of Joe Weider and all the bodies, I want to go see Joe Weider, man. So I got in the car and I drove over there, man. I just drove over to go with Union City. I got there. Okay. All right. I walk in. Oh, and the young lady says, man, how well, here to see, I see Joe Weider. Do you have an appointment? Appointment? No, I just want to see Joe Weider. Young man, so nice, man. Young man, please, you can't go because you have to, you don't have an appointment with Joe Weider. No, but I want to see Joe Weider. And this is the way I was talking.
how old were you at the time, Bill?
And so then it opens those up. Oh, Mr. Weider, this young man, and she was still nice to me, this young guy, he's a good guy. Oh, so he says, he wants to see Joe Weider, but I told him he couldn't because he had an appointment. Oh, and then you know what? And Joe Weider says, babe, come on, let's go to the office. Oh, I'm right out there. That was the start. That was the start. When I got into California, oh, Bill, oh, wow. Dream big. There comes dream big, right? That's a good number, right? Dream big, man. We're going to go start selling them. You think those guys out there, you can buy them. You can buy them. Oh, but it's really great, man. It was so good, man. It was just so, those days of Venice Beach, you come up 10 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, what steps? You got the other guys at six and when they ate, and then 8 to 10, and 10 to us, we go 10 to 12. And then one, the other one's going out. But we worked out, man. It was great. We'd come out. You come in, you see Arnold over there, Robbie over there, doing it. Ken Waller slapping, come, get out of the car, get out of the gym. Ken Arnold, he took this gym like it made it really, really good. Nobody came in doing crap. If people come in and crap, don't they throw you right out, man. He wants no garbage in there. Nothing. Right. Oh, and it was good. And it was, when you look at it, as small as it was, how small it is. These big, big countries, you don't need them, oh, man. But this was, man, this is energy. This is energy. It could probably light up the whole Los Angeles, man. There was a lot of energy in there, boy. And people walk. They poke in and they look in. Hey, watch, get out of here. it's so great.
What did you talk to Joe Weider about when you first met him in Union City, New Jersey?
There's another story. Here's a story about Arnold and Ken Waller, what we did. So this guy was a bunker. So he comes in. He's in kind of jump. He's kind of drunk a little. He comes in. He comes out. He comes in. He says, I want to be a bodybuilder. And Arnold says, oh, this is fantastic. Now, oh, my goodness. I want to learn how to pose. Well, so he says, Ken, go get the oil, man. Come on in. So he goes back in the back. So he comes out with the oil. Motor oil. So Arnold says, he says, okay, man, just put it on it and wipe it all your right. Oh, pull it all around your arm and baby. Oh, man, this is great. And I'm laughing and laughing. Ken Waller is like, oh, and I'm looking, and Arnold is like, Arnold, what are you doing? Okay, now he tells the guy, he says, okay, come on now. You have to burn. Now you have to train now. So you have to propose. So now when you do the first, then the third, so you go put it up, and you put the next, when you go up. Oh, yeah. Oh, Mel can imagine. He's got water oil. If somebody could have a match with that guy, he would have went. Oh, my God. Oh, this is what we had, man. It goes, Jim. There's nothing better. There's nothing better. I can take you on back there for that team. And you know what? You'd say no. Stay me right. I'm staying right here. I'm not right, right. Anybody would go. Oh, and the girls. Oh, you go to the gym. Oh, if you go to the beach after it, and the girls are coming. Well, you know, girls, you know, guys. They're grabbing the girls. Yeah, but what the girls are doing to us, man. Oh, man. Oh, this is, oh, my goodness. And it was a party, man. on Saturdays, you go out to the discos. Oh, man, boom. That's how I got ripped. That's how I got ripped. three hours of training, man. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, wow. And you're doing, look what Grant's on and he's training on. I got ripped. That was my cardio. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh. because going to all the things we get, movies, commercials, Cher was great. Oh, that was great, man. it's dreaming big, man, because I loved all of that, man. When I looked at it. Now, I'll tell you one thing I told my mom. We sit down and watch TV, and I says, hey, mom, you know, you're going to see me in TV one day. Oh, boy, shut up, boy. get an education, get a good job. No, I am going to go, mom. I'm going to be on TV. nobody knew it. I told everybody the same thing the first time I got into the in the TV. Hey, Ma, did you see me on TV? Oh, shut up, boy. She didn't want to hear it. And then I went one again, and I went again. Oh, my dad said, I told you, don't be laughing at that kid. He's the only one that was like it, man. He knew it. Oh, my sisters and everybody, they have grants on bodybuilding mills on and magazines. And wow, what the hell is he doing? He's doing movies. Oh, man. Well, it was really, really good, man.
What movies were you in?
Oh, the movies. I had What Happens Now? And on my Instagram, they can go see a lot of them. Commercials, Toyota, two. We had two of them.
Oh, yeah. A Toyota commercial, great.
And the thing, I never thought about it, what it says, I made $75,000 for 2 years. Now, remember,
wow. No kidding.
I mean, 70, that's about $200,000, $250,000.
Yeah.
And like, mom said, where are you going to put that money? Yeah. Oh, yeah. What are you going to put with the money? Oh, my goodness, man. I was in my 20s, man. I had no money when I was a kid, man. And I was getting all this money and all these girls. And it's like,
yeah.
I really loved it, but I got those three kids, man. I get three kids. I got three kids. I got 10 grandkids, and I'm still. Oh, my goodness. I think my life has been really good.
Yeah.
That name, Dream Big, because it is, because everybody in that Bill's gym was dreamt big. They want to be Arnold, wanted to get one. Me, Frank Zane, all of us was dream big. We wanted to be good. We wanted to be good. Great.
Yeah.
And we like Joe Weider because he put us out there. If he wouldn't put all of us in out there, nobody would see bodybuilding like Arnold either. Can you imagine that? Imagine that? Arnold would probably be nothing. But
right. No. I know.
He made it in, and he made it, and he came dream big.
Right.
That was the really name of dream big. What about a T-shirt? What about a teacher? A teacher. That'll be pretty good. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, when did Mark Martinez approach you about doing that movie, Bill? How long ago was that?
Well, let's see. It's in about three hours we've done it already, or four. Sony told me about a couple of some months before he was going to do this.
Okay.
And, you know, he says, Bill, you want to do this thing? Oh, yeah. So we're gonna make Pumping Iron just a little mug thing now to put it out even more.
Mm-hmm.
I think we did. And I think we did the tour. They got a lot more. But the thing is, it was really good. It was an idea, which was real good. And all the good. So it was all most of the guys that were there. And we started the story. We got the story. We're probably going to do some probably more. So.
Oh, yeah. So okay.
I might be doing documenting on my own.
So yeah.
I had one, the biggest the director in Finland. He wanted to do it. We filmed some filming. So let's see when it continues with this thing. And so I'd love to do it, Booker. I mean, like my story could be really the things I would have to say, man. I'll tell you. No, Bill Grant wasn't that a bad boy. You know, we have a great ball because when you come on, nobody's got no angels.
Right.
Maybe you got to get dirt thirsted a little on your shirt. So
yeah,
but I mean, just going to bodybuilding and guys would come in. They would sleep in their cars because they didn't have any money, but they just wanted to come in to go to Gold's Gym.
Right.
You know, when something does something like that, then you got to say, everybody got to say that is bodybuilding was great, but that came pumping out. But Arnold there and Pumping Iron, and that was it. That was bloated right up. All all the stars are coming up into the gym, Oh, look, who's that one? Oh, that's that one. Rocky's coach. Oh, he's in here too. It was really good, man. I did a wrestle one. I did another one, wrestling movie. Mm-hmm. I get that one too. You can, if you look in there, you can find that in there. There's all kinds of stuff. What's happening? But I did that twice on it. It's so funny. It's so great when you see it, when you never be there, but when you see it, and then when you get on the set and you look, and it's like, wow, I'm doing the same thing I said I wanted to do. I want to dream it. My dream is on. Wow, yeah, it was on. Yeah. And I wanted to get another one. And I tell people, they laughed at me, when I was working out. And my sister's friends, they come into the apartment, in the house, and then I'll be in a room. I'm looking out the mirror, and I'm poking my arms and stuff. So Bill, so what are you doing? Well, I'm training. I'm getting big. Where? I don't see anything. You don't know, because I know. Well, because we know we don't know what I do. And yeah. All those people, they had to ate their words, man. They ate their words, because they brought them all out. So all you guys out there training out there and trying to get to where you want to go, hey, don't let everybody jump you down. Oh, no. If you say you don't, then you won't.
Yeah. So
you got to do that. You can't do that. You got to say, and I will. Yes, that's what I did. Because when people told me, and I take all that negativity stuff in here, I just put it into my body and using it as energy, man. And I work out, man. And I even know why. Look at little skinny little kid, man. Kid, what are you doing, guy? Oh, it wasn't easy, man. But I just wasn't going to stop. Guys walked away because people tell them they don't look anything. And then they walk away. I tell them, don't go. No, I can't. They say, we can't do it. No, hell, that bullshit with me. For me, I can do it. My dad told me he could do it. So, and I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But man,
Bill, I noticed when you started competing, you were doing the AAU shows. When did you switch over to doing the IFBB shows? Because I saw you like in some of those old Mr. America contests, 1970, 71, you were in all those shows, right?
The AAU, I don't know what they're doing. So, and everybody wanted to move there, but I got the dive thing. That was when another one with the Mr. America, and then I did to Mr. World. But I really wanted to do IFBB. You could see what was going on because you can really see it's a star. It's like us being a star there. I mean, you get
to
pick. And all the magazines, if you look at all the magazines, who was the best? Joe Weider, man. He just knew what to do, man.
Yeah.
You don't have those things either. They don't have them either. What happened? Come on, we can get together and get them back on.
Nobody reads
the
magazines anymore.
I want the paint, man. Oh, I had the pictures all in my room, and people go into the guys, and guys come and says, "Hey, Bill, man, hey, man, you got a lot of guys on the walls, man. What's wrong with you? What are you doing? No, where was the girls? No, man. Oh, you're really real bad, man." No, see, people didn't look at that because you looked at it because that's what you wanted to be like.
Yeah,
but they just couldn't do it. You probably had the same thing going on too when you're working out. People, what are you doing, man? While you're working out, you're gonna live in that iron job. Yeah, but I love it, man. Yeah. I just love this stuff, man. And eating is good. Eating is good now. And bodybuilding, I can't stop. They said, Bill, you're still working out. What am I supposed to do? Stop. When you stop, it's me thing. I gotta work out. See, but I've been seeing pictures of you now, John. You're working out too, dude.
Yeah.
But that's it. I've seen you. I've been watching you. I'm watching the guys, man. They're still going, man. Doesn't it feel good in your workout?
Oh, for sure.
I saw it 20 years ago. Man, you're still looking good. And yeah. That's what that is. The guy looks inside and says, oh, shit, if he did it, I can do it. And that's the whole thing. And that's what you did when I started. When he lived it, and if he did it, I can do it too. Don't let people knock you down, man. Don't do that shit, man. Don't walk away from that stuff, man.
Yeah, well, I think you're inspiring a lot of people, Bill, because, you know, you're older now, you're in your late 70s, and you're still training, and you're still taking your shirt off and hitting poses. I mean, you look awesome.
Wait a minute. Well, all right, come on, I'm going to give you guys this.
All right.
I got to do it. I got to go. Well, there, come on. Let's get
going on 77.
See?
Wow.
76. You can
raise
still
it up a little bit, Bill, so we can see the whole thing. Raise your arm up.
Hey, don't let people tell you can't get that. That's bullshit. No, yeah. Don't do it. Hey, they're saying, hey, you're too old doing it. I said, no, you're too old. You're only 30, but you're already gone, right?
Yeah, man, that's amazing.
It's longevity. I mean, this is what it is, man. You know, you only got one thing, but what I'm a trainer too now, so, and I like to tell people, you know, cars. You have a car, got a new car. Oh yeah, man. Oh, you maintain that car, right? Oh, clean it up. Oh, yeah. But what about your body? Your body's a machine too. And if you don't take it, well, just I'll tell you things that can happen. You know, when the tires break like down on the car, what happens? Oh, you can't roll it. That means your legs. They do your legs. And you know, and guess what? What's oil? What are you putting in your car? Oh, what's that junk you're putting in? Oh, that's it. You're putting in your body. Look what's happening. It's a pump, pump, pump. It doesn't go anything, thing. So now you got the real good stuff, man. You got to get to do high five, man. So this is what you got to do. It. You got to wash the car. You got to do your car, man. You got to put your heart in the arms and all. Yeah. You got to do it, man. You just got to do it. That's the word. Just do it. That's
right.
And I did every those things. When the more the people got pissed at me and pushed on me and did all that stuff in me, I wanted the more the talk, I walked it up. And I really made me try and eat more, because a lot of guys, I see guys in the gym, because guys, they say they can't do it. But the guy next to you over there, he's doing it. He's seeing it. So how can you do it? He can do it. Yeah, but it's too cold. I can't. Oh, that word. I can't. Oh, I don't want to hear that number. I can't, man. No, your life. No, you can't. So that's what's going to happen your whole life. No kind. No, come on. You can do it.
Right.
And we can do. So you see older guys now, we talk about this now, you young guys now, you know. So now we can get your ass up out of the damn thing and go to the gym and work out and do the right thing. And if you need some help, if you need some training, you could call Bill. Yeah. But we want to do it, man. And Rich is really good too. He's really good, man. And his gym is really nice. This is a really, really, small Gold's gym. It is really good. People come in, they like to work out. They work together. They talk together. You know, when we were doing, say, if you came in into LA and if you needed a job, oh, we get you a guy. You'll get you a job. You get job, guys come in, get jobs. Yeah, this we helped everybody, man. And if you made it a little jump, a little stummy, we would get that too. And I can bring, we did it. So we down used to go to Tiniano. Oh, man, it was nothing. It didn't cost nothing. $80 for the whole room. That's the whole thing you needed.
Yeah.
It's $80.
Yeah.
$70 don't even give you one butter. I mean, I'm just putting it out because I can't tell these young guys we didn't do anything. We did. So said it's a lie and we don't want to do that. But today, I really think and I really talk and you guys think about what you're really living out about your life now.
Yeah. Now,
really, right now, to know you really know. But, I can just tell you what you do. You know what it is, though. But, you know, and we've had 10 bodybuilders die dead in 1 month.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Bill?
Yeah, so, and then when you think about that, man, there was the Mr. Olympia. He was 40. This is not what we want to do.
Right.
Even the women were dying. Come on,
right.
Guys.
Right.
Come on, we can't keep doing this. You know. I did it too, but not like that. But come on, I wanted to understand. But you know what happened? What happens years after that? This thing's ain't going on. So guys, keep training. And trying and look about yourself. You got an eye, you got a life too. You got to have a life too.
Yeah.
It's life the bodybuilding, you know. So, you know,
I think you're a great example of an old school bodybuilder who kept going and still looks great in his older age, you know.
Well, thank you. And I want to make up the guys, you can do it. You can do it. If I'm 76, you can do the same thing. But yeah, you got to do it. But you got to start now. It's like building a building, right? You got the foundation. You got to get foundation. Well, yeah. Oh, I say they don't take anything until you know, when you're going to do anything, but just don't right away. You know, just work out and eat, try and eat. I know there was a guy in Sweden when I was living in Sweden. This guy was going to work out. Oh, two months before I start working, I'm going to start attacking the juice.
Didn't even get started, right?
two weeks? What? No. You got to work out. Look at that right now, and eating good. Oh.
Right.
I like these stories and stuff, but I like it. But this is what it is, because it's bodybuilding. I love it. And I have a kid comes down to me to say something. Okay, we're trying. We make money. But sometimes you can give somebody something to what to do and see what's going on. And it's nice. It makes you feel good that you let somebody else help. Then out, you tell that guy and you tell somebody else. This is what we did back in the day. You came in person. Okay. Oh, come on, John. Come on over me. Let's work out for a little while right here. Yeah, boom, boom. And it's just the way it worked, man.
Everybody helped everybody out.
Eddie Jolie, he was really great. I love training with that guy.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it was really good. And he told everybody, he tells everybody, it's April. Everybody, hey, it's April at Bill Grant. He's already ready for the show in 7:10. It's September. And all of them, I'm ripped already. How the hell is this? I was Gafford April. I was ready.
Whoa. You're ready all the time. Yeah.
Like Ken Waller, his abs is good. It's good. He was about 250. Arnold was a little floppy. but now, so was September. So we started June, July, and August. Man, and we were training. We were painting. Oh my goodness, man. Boom. And then we train. We're just getting weight, man. Just getting ready for that show. That big man. Oh boy. These guys, they worked and we trained. And Joe Weider, he'd pop in sometimes. Oh, you wouldn't see it. You just come in. Oh, and you saw some of the pictures, like, you know, in there. I mean, you can see he would just take the pictures, don't work out. Just keep working out. Get all the pictures. All those pictures were so good.
So authentic.
It's no late. That's no good anyway, right? No, right. These guys. Aren't you happy you were in this era? This is a great. This is a rare. It's never going to come back again. And you see it, and I see it, and it's sad, you know. And I like to get all these young guys now bound down there, and they would see, and they'd say,
"Yeah,
wow, these guys had fun." I was watching what the heck his name? Oh, one of the Beatle guys. He went. Sometimes the brain goes around. Paul McCartney. So he came in, started with the new thing, and he did LA. I had to watch his kids. Man, that was my job. I said, I don't want that job. He says, ain't that right? And if anything happens to those kids, you better run out of here, man. Great, man. I can't believe I'm sitting right here up at Mark Park Harkin, you know, and his son is this kid. Come on, we want to go in and think. Just shut up, man. Get out. It was great. And then the next day, we had a big, in Beverly Hills, we had a big party, big party. And that's when, oh my goodness, man. Those moments.
You're just talking about the drugs and stuff, you know, how much guys are doing now. Now, when you guys were doing them back in the day, you weren't on them all the time, right? You would just use the competitions and stuff.
You can look a lot of look at Arnold back in the day before he was a show.
Yeah.
Because he didn't do anything. And most of the guys did nothing, man. And then about 2 minutes before, 3 minutes, then we start. Boom. And see, but it uses, but if you're doing it every day after day, it doesn't work.
Right.
Put it down, let it off, and then it in. Wow. Yeah. See, Arnold, it like, oh, well, all of us like we're looking in. And then when it goes down, okay, that was it. But he's still alive. See, he's still there.
Yeah.
So guys got to, if they can just, you know, it's a, why can't they listen to us, man? I mean, because we're doing it. So we didn't go that.
You guys are still around, right?
Joe Weider, he used to tell me, oh, he'll come up and if you want the office, when you come to the office, you want to talk to me. And he'd come up and you know what he'd do? He said, ah, Bill, this is to take a little bit, just a little bit, not a little bit. He knows we're doing it, but he was in it. But he talked to each of us individually and say, yeah, but you know, and you've got a problem, you got to call me. You can call me. Yeah, he really did that. So who did say, I'm bad as a bad guy? He's a bad, bad guy. And if you needed money, he took that too. So who's the guy who's an ass? They tell him, that guy was great. These guys, they don't understand. They wouldn't be having all this if it was with Joe Weider.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Joe's a big influence, right?
He sure were. You too, man. Everybody wanted to.
Oh, this magazine inspired everybody, right?
Oh, why are they fighting? Why are they fighting? They're fighting each other now. NPC, why are they fighting, man? Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? I know.
Oh, that one, you go to that one, go to that one. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? They're bodybuilder.
Yeah.
And then you can't get this one because you go that one. If you go that one, but you can't go this one.
Right.
I don't know that fighting stuff. That's that fighting. Oh, if somebody puts in one, just do it. Let them do it.
Yeah.
And in bodybuilding, we know, we sit here talking together because we're loving it. We love it. We love body. We're not stopping. We're stopping. We're getting older, but they say we're holding, but they're saying we're holding what I ain't saying. Right. So I'm younger than you guys.
Right. what gym are you training at out there, Bill?
It's 54. It's 54. Now everybody, kids out there. No, the numbers for me is four or five and five. Yeah, okay. Hey, Bill, yeah, you liar. We know you're in your 70s, but that's what it is.
What's the Gold's Gym you're training at out there, Bill?
All right, everybody. So, you know, I am 76. Sometimes things go away, things, and then comes back again. But yeah, I am a little lonely now. I can say a little lonely. So, but I'm still 76. So,
yeah.
So I want to be that. You want to get that. You got to get to that. You know, but the gym, if you go into Instagram, you can see the gym right there and everything. And we want you to come here to see. You can come see it. It's in Metuchen. And it's really, it's a nice little thing. You should see this. And if you've seen it, you can see. It's got all the things that you had. And it's so, it's smaller than Gold's Gym, the first one.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah.
It's really good. But there's no more. It's a personal training thing. But it's only more about four or five people in one time.
Okay. So cool.
I love it, man. Jeez. The brain was a little bit. My mother told me, yeah, that's pretty new. You're going to go that kid when you get older, you're not going to know something. You're going to be, I know not. Tell Pop, of course, you can't do it. Yeah, well, I guess it is, man.
Well, Bill, it was good talking to you again, man. Hit one more arm shot for us, Bill, before you leave.
All right. So, I hope Arnold's not going to be pissed about this one. But it's not doing no bad things about him. But we were in Madison Square, then we were the big show, the Mr. Olympia. I was wearing the Mr. World.
Yeah.
So Arnold had to go into the thing to propose and stuff, and he didn't have his pants, so those things. So he told me, hey, Bill, give me your trunks. What? What do you want my wings, man? Just give it to me. I got a train. Come on, I get in and show. Oh my goodness. This is what we today would never do that. Today, I took off and just went and get it and let it do. And good. Wow. But it was great. Those days are good. Oh, And then, this one more. You gotta see this. This is the one the N one though. The end that show, Frank Sinatra, he was next door. He was
right. That's what I heard. Yeah.
So. He was coming. He was doing. We were doing out screaming. He had 5,000 people over there. So some of his guys, when the guys came over and told him, "Hey guys, clone it down, man. You know Frank is old next time." And he walked away. And we said, oh, shit, that's something. Next thing, though, Frank Sinatra came out. Is the real, real show. That was it, man. It is awesome. Oh, my God. Yeah. The thing we went through, oh man, oh my goodness, the things we went down there eating, and there was a nice place right after we left. It worked out. We go to get down the street called the Germans. Okay, yeah. so where he come in? Now you know how much costs to, you know, for food when you go. We get about $1.50. We had eggs. Chicken, picking, everything else going on. Oh, coffee, man, 10 cents. You can't do that. You can't even get charged sugar. This is what we want. This is what we did.
Yeah.
Get away of our amount of money to maybe make $2. $2. Yeah. This is, now why is it so, everything so, everything costs anything? But they didn't do anything, dude. No. And my first car was $1,250. No, $2,250.
Yeah. Wow. Crazy. It was good talking to you again, buddy. And it was good seeing you. I'm glad everything's going good. And I'm glad you're looking.
Do it again, man. All right.
Yeah.
And everybody out there, thank you for listening and train hard. And I'll be back.
Can you hit one more bicep shot for us, Bill?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah, boom, that's boom, unbelievable.
Boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
Amazing. Amazing. Boom, boom, boom. Thanks for all your inspiration, man. It's good talking to you again. I'm glad to hear you're doing good.
This was fantastic.
All right, Bill. Take care.
All right. Take care, John, and everybody out there. And train hard, okay? Come on. You just don't want to say it. No, don't let everybody tell you can't, but you said you can, and you will.
All right. See you, Bill.
All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Bodybuilding Legends podcast. Thanks to Bill Grant for joining us on the show. It was always great to hear from Bill. He is really looking amazing. I did the interview on Zoom, so I got to see Bill. And when Bill hit that arm shot that I know you guys can't see when you hear it on audio, but his arms look absolutely amazing. I don't know if it was the lighting in that room or what. But man, he still had those long, thick Bill Grant biceps. Unbelievable. And Bill is in fantastic shape. So he's training over at Rich Tuma's gym over there in New Jersey, and he's looking awesome. So great job for Bill. I also want to thank our Patreon donors again for helping to contribute to the show. You guys keep this show going. And if anyone out there is interested in becoming a Patreon donor, I will give back to you by giving you extra audio articles and video articles each week through email. I just send them out by email, and only the Patreon donors get those articles. And you also get a newsletter each week. So, and if sometimes I will have extra footage of our interviews, and you guys will also receive those. And the Patreon donors also get the podcast one day earlier than anyone else. So if you're interested in becoming a Patreon donor and helping contribute to the show, just go to bodybuildinglegendshow.com. You'll see the link in the upper right-hand corner, or you can check out the link below in the description. And next week, like I said, we will have Tony Pearson, hopefully, on the show to talk about his new documentary that just was released a couple of weeks ago called Driven. And this is based on his autobiography called Driven that was released a couple of years ago. So we will have Tony and the director of that movie on the show. All right. So let's read this article here. It's called How Bill Grant Gained 82 Pounds of Solid Muscle by Joe Weider. And it came from the July 1975 issue of Muscle Builder magazine. Lou Ferrigno is on the cover, having won his second consecutive IFBB Mr. Universe. I believe that second one was in Switzerland. All right. It says, when I arrived at Venice Beach, the temperature was a pleasant 80 degrees. The surf was breaking nicely and the sand was covered with bodies soaking up the sunshine. I walked over to the workout area, sometimes called the pit, where I was scheduled to meet Bill Grant, one of the country's top physique stars. Bill was just finishing a set of chins when I arrived. A group of four teenage boys were staring wide-eyed at him. One of the kids asked him, "How'd you get muscles like that?" Before he could answer, another youth said, "He was probably born that way." Bill laughed. "Believe it or not, when I was your age, I weighed only 110 pounds. They used to call me the toothpick," Bill said. He went on to explain that he took up bodybuilding and developed his muscles with weight training. He then invited the boys to come by Gold's Gym the next day so he could show them how to get it started. They were really excited when they departed, and they agreed to meet him the following day. "I like to see kids get started in something constructive like bodybuilding," Bill said to me. "There certainly are enough negative distractions around. When I was a kid, somebody took me under his wing and turned me on to barbells. It was the best thing that could have happened to me." Finishing his final set of dips, Bill and I sat down to discuss his training and bodybuilding views. "I started working out when I was 14 years old. I was so skinny that it was embarrassing. My arms were only 9.5 inches, and my chest was a puny 32 inches. I made up my mind I was going to do something about it. I sent off for every muscle-building course I could find. The best one was Joe Weider's. He started working out at school where they had a weightlifting club, and that's how Bill got hooked on bodybuilding. After a couple of months of training, Bill decided to join the YMCA in his hometown of Orange, New Jersey. It was there that he met Randy Coyle, who taught him how to train properly. Working out 3 times a week, Bill gained 30 pounds of muscle in 6 months and became a Babe Ruth League baseball pitcher. His added muscle size and arm strength gave him a really good fastball. Bill trained all through high school, and he decided he preferred bodybuilding to all other sports. I respond very well to 4 workouts a week, said Bill. One summer before my last year in high school, I trained 6 days a week, and it was too much. I ended up losing weight. I made the mistake a lot of beginners make. I tried to advance too quickly, and my body just wasn't ready for it. There's no doubt that Bill has found the right formula for making great gains, as his 18 3/4 inch arms, 48 inch chest, 30 inch waist, and 25 inch thighs will attest to. He has won over 70 trophies and numerous physique titles, including Professional Mr. America, Mr. New Jersey, Mr. East Coast, and he's placed high in the Mr. Universe and Mr. World events. He usually wins the best arm subdivision, and he also has snagged many best abdominals and most muscular man awards. He's strong, too, having done a strict 395-pound bench press when weighing about 190. When Bill started training, his idol was Steve Reeves. Now he's most inspired by Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sergio Oliva. He singled out Arnold in particular. "Arnold really sparks the whole gym up. He's one of the greatest guys I've ever met. When he isn't around, the gym doesn't seem quite as exciting. The Oak is always giving out training tips and encouragement to the rest of us in the gym. He's really a great inspiration to everybody at Gold's." Another great inspiration for Bill is his beautiful wife, Gisella, and his 3 sons, aged 3 to 6 years. His wife encourages him to compete and follows through with some sensational cooking of high-protein, nutritionally sound meals. His kids are real bodybuilding fans, too. During the off-season between contests, Bill prefers to train 4 days a week. He works each muscle group twice a week with the exception of calves and abdominals, which he trains each workout day. 3 months before a contest, he'll increase to 5 workouts a week, and the last 6 weeks, he trains 6 days a week. Using the Weider quality training principle, little or no rest between sets. Bill wears a wristwatch to make sure that he keeps a 30 to 35 second interval between sets and exercises. He feels he gets a better pump this way, and he's able to work out faster and finish sooner. He also believes this results in greater muscularity as well as size. Here is his favorite training. Monday and Thursday, he does the seated press behind the neck, 4 sets, 8 to 10 reps, side lateral raises, 4 sets, 8 reps, supersetted with bent over rear laterals, 4 sets, 8 reps, and one arm cable laterals, 4 sets for 8 to 10 reps. For his upper and lower back, he does power cleans, 3 sets of 10 reps, deadlifts, 4 sets of 8 reps, lat machine pulldowns, 4 sets of 8 to 10 reps, supersetted with seated cable machine rows, 4 sets of 8 to 10 reps, then V-bar rowing, 4 sets of 8 reps, straight arm pull to the thighs, 4 sets of 8 to 10 reps, and hyperextensions, 3 sets of 10 reps. For chest, bench press, 4 sets of 8 reps, incline barbell press, 6 sets of 8 reps, incline dumbbell flies, 4 sets of 8 to 10 reps, and standing pulley flies, 4 sets of 10 to 12 reps. For calves, calf machine heel raise, 8 sets of 15 reps, and then abdominals, leg raises, 2 sets of 30 reps, supersetted with abdominal crunches, 2 sets of 30 reps, and then the Roman chair sit-up, 2 sets of 30 reps, supersetted with hanging frog kicks on the chin bar, 2 sets of 30 reps. That's all on Monday and Thursday. Wow. Then on Tuesday and Friday, he does arms, Nautilus machine curls, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps, supersetted with lat tricep pushdowns, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. Then he does incline dumbbell curls, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps, supersetted with the Nautilus tricep extensions, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. And then he finishes with Scott bench curls, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps, supersetted with standing French press, 3 sets of 8 to 10 reps. For forearms, he does the barbell wrist curls, 1 set of 8 to 10 reps, supersetted with reverse barbell curls, 4 sets of 8 to 10 reps. And then for legs, leg extensions, 5 sets of 10 to 15 reps, parallel squats, 5 sets of 10 to 15 reps, and thigh bicep curls, 5 sets of 10 to 15 reps. And then he does calves again, calf machine heel raises, 5 sets of 15 reps, donkey calf raises, 4 sets of 15 reps, seated calf raises, 4 sets of 15 reps, leg press toe raises, 3 sets of 15 reps, and no weight calf raises, 2 sets of 20 to 30 reps. And then he does abdominals again, the same routine as he did Monday and Thursday. I've watched Bill train on several occasions, and what impresses me the most is his intense concentration. He focuses all his attention on what he's doing on every rep and set of each exercise. He always does a full movement, complete extension and contraction on every repetition. He feels this results in better development and better shape and muscularity. Diet's a very important part of Bill's bodybuilding program. During the off season, he will eat more carbohydrates and fats and dairy products like milk, bulk cheese, and butter. About 2 months before a contest, he cuts out all milk and reduces his carbohydrate intake down to almost zero. He relies heavily on concentrated food supplements. Here's his usual diet. Breakfast, 1/4 to 1/2 pound of ground meat, 3 to 4 eggs, a glass of raw milk, and whole wheat, toast, and butter, and supplements. For lunch, 1/2 pound of meat, cottage cheese, 3 eggs, raw milk, and supplements. And then for supper, 3/4 of a pound of lean beef or fish, vegetable, baked potatoes, salad, cheese, raw milk, and supplements. And then the supplements taken throughout the day are 1,200 milligrams of vitamin C, 1,000 IUs of vitamin E, 50 to 60 liver tablets, 20 to 40 kelp tablets, B-complex, and liquid protein, amino acids. For gaining weight, he recommends 5 or 6 meals daily with plenty of high-energy carbohydrate foods included. He specifically suggests the Weider Crash Weight Formula 7. He also says not to overtrain when trying to bulk up and to get at least 8 to 9 hours of sleep a night. Having just moved to Hollywood, California in February of 1973, Bill says that he's now training harder than ever. He says that West Coast bodybuilders train harder, are more dedicated, and they have the advantage of a better climate. He plans to devote more time to his lower body, his thighs and calves, to bring them into proper proportion with his terrific upper body. When he does this, he'll be extremely tough to beat. Standing 5'10" tall and weighing a muscular 192 pounds, Bill Grant wants to go to the top of the bodybuilding world. He is dedicated and willing to put in the hard work and discipline necessary to achieve his goals of winning the Mr. Universe and the Mr. World someday. After all, anybody who can go from the title of toothpick to pro Mr. America is a proven winner. All right. And Bill went on to win his biggest title that year, which was the 1974 Mr. World, which was held with the Mr. Olympia and the Mr. America that year. And that was in the Felt Forum of the Madison Square Garden in New York. And that was one of the greatest bodybuilding events, I think, in the history of bodybuilding. That's when Arnold won the 1974 Mr. Olympia, beating Lou Ferrigno and Franco and Frank Zane. And Bill looked fantastic there. Like, that was probably his biggest title to date, that pro Mr. America title that he won. I believe that was with the WBBG, because Bill used to compete in the AAU. That's when he started. If you've heard our interviews with Jerry Branum, Jerry is still good friends with Bill, and he met Bill, I think, in 1970 after he was in the Mr. America that Chris Dickerson won, which was in California. And I think Bill placed pretty low in that contest. And then I believe he was in it the next year also when Casey won, when Casey Viator won in 1971. And then Bill went over to the WBBG, and he won the pro Mr. America. And then Dan Lurie sent him over to the NABBA Mr. Universe. And I believe he was in second place to Paul Grant 1 year, and that was the same year that Lou Ferrigno was in it. And then Bill eventually made his way over to the IFBB, and he competed there and won that Mr. World. And then I believe he also competed in WABA. And I know he was competing against Sergio and Tony Emmett and then some of those contests in the late 70s, early 80s. And then he was, of course, in the Mr. Olympia contest in the 1970s. And then he turned professional when professional bodybuilding took off in the 70s and 80s. So Bill had a really, really long and great career. And like I said, he is in fantastic condition to this day. Probably some of the best condition of anybody from his era. I don't think anybody looks like Bill Grant, man. He's still got those arms. He's still training hard and he's still in great condition. I don't know anybody who's almost 80 years old who works out with his shirt off like Bill does, but Bill is amazing. So, and he's still got that great attitude. So it was great to talk to Bill this week and God bless him. I hope he keeps doing great. He's an inspiration for all of us. I just turned 60 and Bill's almost 20 years older than me. So got a long way to go to catch up to Bill Grant. That's for sure. All right, guys, that's all we got this week. Join us next week when we will have Tony Pearson to talk about his new documentary called Driven with the director of that movie joining us as well. Until then, train hard, stay safe, and we will see you guys next week. Take care.